This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Tibet brings to mind everything from Buddhism to Himalayan peaks to political protests of Chinese rule. But you probably don't think first or second or third about private equity firms. Nonetheless, some of those investment companies are moving to Tibet, lured by big tax breaks. To explain what's going on, we're joined by Heather Timmons of the business news site Quartz. She's with us from Hong Kong. Hello, Heather.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. So why are Chinese officials in Tibet rolling out tax breaks for firms to move there?
It's part of an overarching plan to get more Han Chinese invested in Tibet, to bring the area closer to China and involve it more closely with the Chinese economy.
And give a sense, obviously, China's rule of Tibet quite controversial and the government wants to maintain control there. So talk about how getting other Chinese firms to move there relates to the larger political situation in the region.
When you have a population in Tibet that suddenly is not 100% Tibetan or maybe is only 50% Tibetan, you have less of a chance of having those political uprisings and violent crackdowns.
And then there are other regions and whole countries that try to better their economy by offering tax breaks to companies to relocate. Is there any sense that Tibet, the region, is benefiting from having private equity firms on the tax rolls?
Although there has been a big push to try to get investors into Tibet, right now the only investment that's happening is Chinese tourism companies and hotels that are catering to Chinese tourists because it's so difficult for everyone else to get a visa there. So right now, no, there doesn't seem to be any greater benefit for the rest of the Tibet population.
Now, to be clear in this story, we're not expecting Bain Capital or some American private equity firm to move in for a lot of reasons, but especially because foreign travel to Tibet is restricted. Now, but all this private equity wooing aside, like what kind of economic shape is Tibet in generally?
Well, it's hard to say because although official GDP figures have been double-digit growth for several years in a row now, it's very difficult to get an on-the-ground picture. It's hard for someone like me or you to get there. For people that have traveled back and forth that I have talked to, they said they haven't seen the kind of building that you would think you would see with double-digit growth. Cranes everywhere and buildings going up and a sense of a whole lot of industry happening. So those are the numbers that are being reported. There's a lot of suspicion about them.
Understood. Heather Timmons of Quartz, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.